Lending practices by Australia's big banks are again in the spotlight after admissions by Westpac and ANZ that they approved home loans based on fraudulent documents. The banks lent money to Australian residents based on income customers supposedly earned overseas. The documents came from mortgage brokers who manufactured fake Chinese paperwork. Emily Burke reports.
Westpac and ANZ say hundreds of loans have been approved based on fraudulent documents about the foreign income of some borrowers. As well as conducting their own investigations, the banks say they've also alerted police and the regulator. Lindsay David from LF Economics says the admissions are not surprising.
House prices essentially in Australia are as high as they are because the banks have been lending what could only be described as irrational sums of debt to home buyers. And one of the ways to get people the debt that they need to buy these, you know, very expensive properties in Australia, whether they're local or from abroad, is to make people look a lot more creditworthy than what they really are.
Do you think ANZ and Westpac would be alone?
No.
Last week, Lindsay David made a submission to a Senate Economics Committee on just this topic.
We found evidence of 21 Australian lending institutions with evidence of people's loan application forms being fudged, not as much by the borrower or the mortgage broker, but from directly from the bank, where the bank has actually been doing the number fudging to make people look more creditworthy than what they really are. But in saying that, there would be a lot of instances, whether through mortgage brokers or a handful of probably occasions where you would find that the actual borrower thought they might be able to get away with fudging their loan application forms.
The banks say the delinquency rate on foreign income loans is lower than the portfolio average. But Lindsay David says that makes the problem of possible fraud even more concerning.
Once people start to recognise it's the domestic mortgage fraud issues that are the real problem, that's when you're going to start to see a lot more problems entering the housing market rather than the claim of a few hundred loan applicants fudging their loan application forms through a mortgage broker.
The banks say that these loans are performing well, no evidence of defaults at this stage. Does that mean it's less of an issue?
No, it actually means it's greater of an issue, funny enough, because if you look at the Irish example back 10 years ago, as house prices were skyrocketing, it's near impossible to default on your loan when you're able to offload your asset that you borrowed against at a much higher price than you originally paid for it. But as we see in a whole host of mining towns where mortgage fraud was also very evident as the market deteriorated, it's only then do you see the real impact of dodgy lending standards, whether it be bank-induced or borrower-induced.
The banks say the issue affects a small percentage of borrowers, but still they're reviewing a number of mortgage brokers who manufactured fake Chinese income documents. Martin North is from Digital Finance Analytics.
There are very large volumes of mortgages being written at the moment, a lot of them via mortgage brokers. And so potentially there is always the risk of some fraudulent activity in that value chain. The fact that it's specifically related to foreign applicants also doesn't surprise me because, of course, there's extra complication there with regard to translation and also the fact that it's quite feasible for borrowers, mortgage brokers, and even perhaps even solicitors to collude essentially to defraud the banks.
Despite recent moves by the banks to clamp down on some foreign investor lending, he says there's room for tighter controls.
The whole loan underwriting application process, you know, it's a big can of worms. And I think when there are mortgage brokers in the loop, we just have to be a little bit more cautious about the way that the information flows work and the way that the checks and balances work. So, and remember that half of all mortgages are now being written via mortgage brokers, so they're a very big factor in the overall market. So therefore the question is, have the banks got the right underwriting standards in place for mortgage broker-originated loans? I think there's still room for improvement, personally.
Lindsay David from LF Economics says the revelations from Westpac and ANZ add greater weight to calls for a royal commission.
ASIC don't need more money, they need more handcuffs, and they need to enforce the law. When a financial institution lends to a home buyer that has, in a predatory nature, which is also illegal, or a fraudulent nature, they just seem to be the gatekeeper in terms of not bringing to justice those who are doing wrong.
Lindsay David from LF Economics. Emily Burke with that report.